Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, September 13th, 2018. On this day in 1985, Super Mario Bros. Was released in Japan for the Nintendo Entertainment System, starting the Super Mario series of platforming games. According to spokesman Martin Steltner on Wednesday, a capital city police officer is said to have collected €44,000 from pub operators in Wedding in return for warnings of drug raids. The public prosecutor's office has accused the 39-year-old official of bribery, violation of official secrets, and participation in the drug trade. The four barkeepers aged 46, 44, 48 and 52 are also accused of commercial bribery and incitement to violate official secrets. A suspect is also charged with illegal drug trafficking and illegal possession of weapons. The officer is said to have regularly divulged over 2 years of police knowledge. According to earlier statements by the public prosecutor's office, the proprietors had concluded a deal with the officer of German origin in the spring of 2016. He is said to have received up to €3,000 in bribes per tip. The officer is also said to have run a private poker club called Magic Card in a Pankow block of flats and rented rooms there as an interim drug storage facility. The police union GDP has commented that such misconduct by officials in Germany like this is an isolated case and that the police have no general problem with corruption. Berlin Briefing will continue to bring you information on this case as details emerge. Today, the midday funeral of the murdered Nidal R. will be accompanied by a massive police operation at the 12 Apostles Cemetery in Schöneberg. A police spokeswoman stated on Wednesday that many mourners are expected at the funeral, and Berlin police will be there to protect them so they can pursue their mourning in peace. A high number of mourners is to be expected, as Mr. R. was closely connected with a Kurdish-Lebanese extended family established throughout Germany. On Sunday evening after the shooting, more than 150 family members and friends of his had gathered outside of the Benjamin Franklin Clinic in Steglitz, resulting in ambulances not being able to drive up to the emergency room entrance. Per the Berliner Zeitung, in the past, large crowds had occurred when members of large Arab families were killed in rivalries in criminal circles, or who died in an accident. In 2015, after two brothers perished in a car accident, some 3,000 mourners gathered at Kulumbiadam for the funeral, and traffic was paralyzed. Nidal R. was shot on Sunday at Vatestraße by unknown perpetrators in front of his wife and children. Berlin police are reported to have found the suspected escape car of the suspects who allegedly shot Nidal R. on Sunday night at the edge of Tempelhofer Feld. The Golf 4 was burnt out on the Kielufer in Neukölln. Investigators are now searching for witnesses. Police are certain that after the crime last Sunday at 5:40 p.m., three perpetrators fled across the Tempelhofer Feld. According to police, they ran parallel to Oderstrasse to the corner of Leinestrasse, where they got into a vehicle and drove off in the direction of Hermannstrasse. The escape vehicle was a black or gray VW Golf 4 with the registration BMS1573. The car was set on fire by unknown persons overnight Monday into Tuesday, and the license plates were missing. Police are requesting that anyone with information on this act or the events of last Sunday evening reach out to the 6th Homicide Commission. Contact information and additional details can be found via the link in our show notes. Berlin is set to have a stricter law for the protection of non-smokers, as decided by the Senate on Tuesday and at the instigation of Health Senator Dilek Kolat of the SPD. The bill sticks to the basic smoking ban in restaurants and bars, but existing exceptions to the law, such as shisha bars, are to be dropped in the future. In addition, restrictive regulations for the consumption of e-cigarettes are planned. If the House of Representatives agrees within the next months, the new regulation could come into force next year. Colette stated that it has long been scientifically proven that tobacco smoke not only harms those who smoke themselves, but also non-smokers. He believes that non-smokers must therefore be protected, whereby the Berlin Law for the Protection of Non-Smokers has proved its worth. After 10 years, however, he believes it was time to consider adding technical innovations, such as e-cigarettes, and to abolish outdated exceptions, such as those for shisha bars. The bill provides that e-cigarettes, tobacco heaters, and electric water pipes will be treated in the same way as cigarettes in the future, meaning they may not be smoked in public areas designated non-smoking, like on public transportation or in shopping malls. The current exemption for shisha bars is also to be abolished. Until now, smoking was legal in these places, but in the future, the bars will also have to set up non-smoking areas, or register as a pure smoking bar. Then, however, they would not be allowed to offer food, and admission would be limited to guests over 18 years of age. Colette also wants to ban smoking on all publicly accessible playgrounds and in all facilities where children are cared for. In addition, according to the bill, smokers will be prohibited from consuming cigarettes or e-cigarettes in the areas in front of hospitals and other health facilities. In order to enforce the stricter rules, fines will also increase. With current fines so far between 100 and 1,000 euro, it is to be increased to between 500 and 10,000 euro in the future. The proportion of smokers in the population is falling continuously, especially among younger people. Nevertheless, according to the Federal Drug Protection Commissioner, 30% of men and 25% of women living in Germany still smoke cigarettes. According to the Berlin Health Administration, their proportion is higher in the capital. In 2016, 35% of men and 24% of women in Berlin were smokers. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.